On this episode of Eye on Digital Marketing, we are going to dive into the new pre-trained transformer ChatGPT designed by OpenAI and how this can impact your marketing strategy. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is episode 55 of Eye on Digital Marketing. Don't forget, you can follow the agency More Visibility on social media, at More Visibility, all one word, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can visit our website, morevisibility.com. Sign up for our newsletter, listen to more podcasts, get blogs, and other great free resources. I am Chuck Forbes, Director of Brand Strategy, and today we are talking about ChatGPT. This is a pre-trained transformer that has come on the scene and gotten a lot of publicity. And I have to warn you, right, buckle up, because this has been a topic that we have been talking about in the digital marketing industry for a long time leading up to it is, you know, artificial intelligence eventually going to start taking jobs. And I could see how this topic can start to maybe sway some people's opinion in that direction, because we're going to find out today just how powerful ChatGPT is, especially for digital marketing strategy, which, to be honest, before I signed up, which we'll walk through, I didn't even have that much of an understanding of the capabilities of this platform. So it's pretty cool, but I also want to just shed some light. I don't want anyone to worry that ChatGPT or any other platforms like this are going to come in and take over our industry or take over the jobs that you and I have. I still think the human element is so important in this equation, and we'll show you a few examples of that on this episode today. Okay, first let's answer the biggest burning question, obviously, is what does the GPT in ChatGPT stand for? GPT is short for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. So basically, what you have developed by the company OpenAI in this ChatGPT is this state-of-the-art processing and language model where you can essentially type in real, you know, human-like responses and questions and thoughts, and this will then generate back to you a lot of unbiased information in a plethora of different ways. So that, number one, is pretty cool and a huge step, I think, in just everyday humans using artificial intelligence in a way they never have and at a frequency they never have, because exploring the platform in just a small amount of time, I can see how it can actually be very addicting depending on what you're doing and if your job involves a lot of, copywriting or answering questions that involves research, this may be able to generate something for you quicker. So ChatGPT is a generative pre-trained transformer. So that got me thinking, okay, this sounds extremely powerful, right? Let's put it to the test. Let's see what it can do, and how that can relate to our industry, digital marketing, and the things that we do on an everyday basis. So I went ahead and signed up for an account, and I have to say it's a few easy steps, very simple, wasn't cumbersome, and very quick to verify and authenticate your profile, and then you can go ahead and begin using the platform. Before you go ahead and use ChatGPT, there was a pop-up that came up, and one of the kind of disclaimers that's on the pop-up, among a lot of other things that you'll read when you sign up, it says this, and I quote, "While we have safeguards in place, the system may occasionally generate incorrect or misleading information and produce offensive or biased content. It is not intended to give advice." So number one, before I even complete my sign up of ChatGPT, we already have scenario one where you need the human element. If I was just relying on artificial intelligence or this platform specifically to do all of my marketing and copywriting and thought process and strategy, clearly this pop-up, this disclaimer, before I even continue on with my registration is telling me, listen, double check what we are giving you, right? We may be very smart, but as we know, with artificial intelligence, it's ever evolving. And the way that humans communicate and the way that we think and the way we articulate that into some type of search platform, that can come in a variety of ways and angles. So after you complete your registration, before we get into some examples of real life digital marketing strategy that ChatGPT may be able to assist with, it's very important that you understand how you communicate with the platform. And ChatGPT uses something they call prompts. Prompts is basically your request. And understand this platform can generate anything from movie scripts to advertisements to strategies and bullet points for charts, etc. It can go on and on. So you have to think of this as these prompts, right, as kind of like your car engine. As you know, if you don't maintain your engine, you don't give it good oil, then the chances of your car running great and smooth are going to decrease. But if you maintain your vehicle and put good oil in the car, then the chances of it running at a very high level for a long time significantly increase. That's the same thing with a prompt in ChatGPT. Again, scenario two, where the human element comes in. Remember, we have to still talk to this artificial intelligence, right? This is not reading our minds. This is still based on prompts. So I'm going to give you some examples here of if I had an e-commerce business that sold athletic clothing for men and women, specifically long distance runners, right? This is just an example. I can go to ChatGPT and I can type in a few different kinds of prompts. Here is an example of I would call a poor or bad prompt. This is not what you want to type in if you're looking for a significant amount of detailed information back. Here's a bad prompt. Please write an ad for my business. No description, and ChatGPT will probably give you something back, but what are you really going to do with that? So you got to get a little bit more detailed. You can do something better, such as requesting, write a Google ad for my business that sells athletic clothing for men and women, specifically long distance runners. Okay, great. Now the platform knows that not only do I need some advertising copy here, but what is it for, right? What am I describing? That is what I would call a good entry, a good prompt. If I were to type in exactly what I would want for this request based on how I played around with the platform so far, I would actually go further and I would say something to the effect of, I need a Google ad for my business that sells athletic clothing for men and women, specifically long distance runners who are looking to stay cool and comfortable while competing and using a locally sourced eco-friendly clothing brand. You may highlight these descriptions on this insert URL and prompt. And I would give that to the system, right? Now the ChatGPT is going to give me a much better response, able to do a little bit more research, able to connect more dots. So again, prompts are your entries. They are your thoughts. If you put in a poor prompt, you're going to get a poor response. So just like the oil in your car, maintain it, put good oil in it, make sure that you're descriptive with your prompts. So with that being said, let's talk about some of the prompts that I inserted that are more relatable to digital marketing and some of the answers that I got back. So first, it became very obvious that you can use ChatGPT for your ad copy. So I thought of a few things. Number one, this would be great if you're trying to test something, meaning you are creating multiple versions of the ad copy. So you can ask ChatGPT to create the ad of your choice and, you know, tell it to give you multiple versions of the ad copy. This way you can conduct an A/B test, look over them yourself, maybe, you know, revise them, check a few off, keep a few, etc. But it's a very quick and efficient way to get multiple versions. So that's number one, if you're looking to test your copy. Then I took it a step further and asked the platform to create concepts for me. So this actually worked as well, where you can type in a request, for example, create some responsive display ads for my campaign, suggest some images to me that I could use for a sleeveless training shirt that I have on my website. And I have a spokesperson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, modeling it. Please see link here. And it actually will create concepts and ideas back to you based on all that information. So you have kind of like a little mini discovery, right, with ChatGPT, and it can give you some valuable pieces. Again, keep the human element in it, you know, look it over. Don't just take everything and then regurgitate it onto your website or in your strategy. There's definitely an element here of Q&A, but I think in terms of inspiration and options, this seemed to be very efficient. So after I was giving the platform some prompts to give me concepts, then it really started to instill the confidence in me that ChatGPT is highly intelligent, right? It's one thing to spit out some random ad copy that I may be able to use. I think we've all seen kind of more simplistic word generators or language generators before. But the fact that I was able to give it some information to give me an actual concept and strategy seemed to be a step further. So then I wanted to stay down that route and maybe see if ChatGPT could take a look at my website and maybe suggest some things back to me for my conversion rates, which actually to a degree it was able to do. So one example was I inserted a fake URL that I won't say for this example, but I asked the platform to look at the page and ask me what the intent was or what you think that the user should do on that page. And it was able to give me feedback by a quick crawl. And we're talking, you know, a few seconds here. Then the second thing I found interesting was asking it, you know, a specific question that you would ask your marketing team, or maybe you would look up in Google Analytics, something to the effect of, you know, I'm driving traffic to this landing page, you insert the URL, how would you suggest improving that? Or my conversion rate is down 40% month over month. Any ideas where I could start? Now, I will say it did generate what I would say more generic feedback in these situations than some of the other questions, and seemed to be more of a bulleted list to say, if conversion rate is down, here's a checklist of things that you should check. It's not really going into your website, analyzing your entire business and giving you a custom answer, but it still was an efficient and helpful way to say, ah, you know what? This checklist is valid. I still need to, again, add the human element, look over this list and apply it to what I'm doing internally, right? My research. But it was interesting and a good starting point. So as I continued down my rabbit hole here on ChatGPT, I started asking other questions, you know, things that may come up in my own strategy meetings. What are the competitors in our industry doing, right? Who's our direct competition? Maybe if we're, you know, looking at some things internally, can ChatGPT create something like a SWOT analysis? So I literally typed in, please create a SWOT analysis for digital marketing company, or I even use more visibility as an example. And it was able to, again, within seconds, give me back very descriptive information that if I wanted to, I could pull right into a PowerPoint, I can put right into a chart. And I basically would have slides to go into a meeting and at least have a good starting point of discussion for who my competitors are, or who the competitors that I should be looking for in the industry may be, and what are some of the strengths and weaknesses of my company and the industry that I'm in. So that's some pretty powerful stuff to have at your fingertips and get that information in seconds. And again, I'm not so much coming at it from the angle that, you know, artificial intelligence is like the Terminator movies where it's about to take over. I think we're in a very prolonged stage right now of real humans still working with AI. And I don't know if there'll ever be a point where that doesn't happen, because we change so much. We are constantly going to be updating and changing the algorithm of all these platforms. But I will say, for coming onto the scene and receiving all the headlines as it did, and people having a lot of opinions on it and who built it and how it was built and what it's used for and how powerful is it, just from my short experience here on ChatGPT, I can confidently say it is very cool, can be very helpful in some situations, but I still think it's best to use it as inspiration, as starting points, and you're always going to have to still evaluate your data. But if you're looking for efficiencies and infusing that within your digital marketing strategy, then I think ChatGPT could be a pretty viable option. So I would suggest go ahead, sign up, and try it out if you're interested. Again, the prompts that you can give it are so vast. You can really play around with the platform for a long time and use it on an ongoing daily basis. So definitely something here that we're going to keep an eye on and could impact our industry, obviously, in much greater ways in the future. We're not sure. But for now, we're going to run in parallel here with some of these new platforms like ChatGPT that are on the scene and in our industry. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, which I hope you did, please follow us, subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening and streaming right now. That way you can stay up to date when every new episode of Eye on Digital Marketing comes out. Again, you can also follow us on social media or visit our website, morevisibility.com, for some great tips and advice from our team of experts.